This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. State leaders are warning about the strain coronavirus patients are putting on the state's health system. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
COVID-19 hospitalizations hit 1,130, a number not seen since late last year. Incident Commander Scott Bookman says hospitals are now full with all kinds of patients seeking care, and he's worried about jeopardizing the ability to care for patients.
Surgeries are being canceled. Brain surgeries, heart surgeries are being delayed because of a lack of availability to provide care to those patients because of the impact that COVID hospitalizations are going to have.
Bookman urges people get vaccinated. He hopes booster shots, plus shots becoming available soon for those 5 to 11, will help. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And speaking of COVID-19, the Denver Nuggets home opener is tonight, and to attend, proof of vaccination against the virus is not required. Masks are required inside Ball Arena, except when eating or drinking. But based on images from the Colorado Avalanche home opener last week, compliance by fans appears spotty. UC Health's Dr. Michelle Barron says the unvaccinated should think twice about attending.
I wouldn't, certainly, but I also obviously feel strongly about vaccines. And so I think you're at high risk of getting something or potentially giving it to someone.
She recommends people wear masks. Doctors urge caution, particularly for the immunocompromised and older adults. Keystone Resort opens for the winter season today. The ski area, about 70 miles west of Denver, follows nearby Arapaho Basin and southern Colorado's Wolf Creek ski area, which both opened last weekend. Like at those resorts, only a portion of Keystone's terrain will be open to start. Face coverings will be required in all indoor spaces. This is CPR and KRCC.